You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
On the Reverb of the Vibes, we step into a new episode of Neon Jazz, exploring the music of one of our favorite instruments around here, the vibraphone. And pounding us into this episode is a modern star on the instrument. That was Stefan Harris with the 1999 song Feline Blues for all the cool cats out there off the album called Black Action Figure. He has been dubbed one of the most important young artists in jazz who is at the forefront of new music and is much in demand as a star sideman. I think that wraps it up pretty good there. He has been under the shadow and risen from that shadow playing with cats like Kenny Barron, Kurt Elling, and Charlie Hunter, in addition to releasing critically regarded albums all on his own as a leader. This Newark, New Jersey native has played all over the place and is making jazz a continued cozy medium for all of us with eardrums. And I might say he is a strong artist to lead us into a vibe-filled episode of the show. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that's not a stranger to the vibes, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best players with music from cats like Walter Dickerson, Cal Jader, Dave Pike, and many more. Our next track on the show is a masterpiece. Here's a couple of legends, Milt Jackson and John Coltrane, or better known as Bags and Train, off their delightful 1961 collaboration on Atlantic Records. Here's the title track off that album, Bags and Train. Thank you.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was vibraphonist, composer, and educator Joe Locke with the 1995 song A New Blue off his Wirewalker CD. This talented vibist has played with stars like Dizzy Gillespie, Pepper Adams, and Mongo Santamaria. Before he was out of high school, he played with all these guys. Since moving to New York City in 1981, Joe has performed with Kenny Barron, Diane Reeves, Rod Stewart, the Beastie Boys, Jimmy Scott, and many others. Joe has toured extensively throughout the world, both as a leader and guest soloist. This is a cat that is a titan on the vibes and a needed ingredient in a retrospective on the instrument, such as we're doing here on Neon Jazz. Up next on our vibes edition of the show is the great Walter Dickerson with the 1962 song It Ain't Necessary So off his album called Relativity. Thank you.
This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians.
That was a man that has given a clear face to the march of vibes in jazz as we know it. Lionel Leo Hampton with the 1954 song Goldwyn Stomp. Along with Red Norvo, Hampton was one of the very first jazz vibraphone players. Hampton ranks among the great names in jazz history, having worked with a who's who of jazz musicians, from Benny Goodman and Buddy Rich to Charlie Parker and the great Quincy Jones. In the late 1920s, he was based in Culver City, California, where he worked in clubs and took part in several recording sessions with the famed Louis Armstrong, who encouraged him to take up the vibraphone. Hampton soon became the leading jazz performer on this instrument and achieved wide recognition through his many film appearances with Les Heights Band. Lionel gave the instrument an identity in jazz, applying a wide range of attacks and generating remarkable swing on an instrument otherwise known for its bland, disembodied sound, and that is not happening around here on this show. Our next vibes player on Neon Jazz is another star on the instrument. Here's the great Cal Jader with the 1964 song Somewhere in the Night off an album that I love to say, Soul Sauce. Thank you. about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was the great vibraphonist and band leader, Terry Gibbs, with a very cool tune called The Big Cat. Terry is another artist on the show that has rubbed shoulders with the best in the business, playing and recording with cats like Tommy Dorsey, Buddy Rich, Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, Mel Torme, and many more. He was a regular in the film and TV studios in LA. He was on NBC's Judge for Yourself and a regular on the Steve Allen Show, giving the vibes its proper spotlight. His name has already been tossed around here on the episode. here's a proper introduction. Here's the great Red Norvo with his quintet on the song Copycat off the 1957 album called High Five, Baby.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the vibraphone and marimba player Dave Pike with the 1966 tune Sweet Tater Pie off his album called Jazz for the Jet Set. The Detroit native was a regular on albums by Herbie Mann and Bill Evans. Pretty good company there. He picked up the drums at the age of 8 and is self-taught on the vibes. Pike made his recording debut with Paul Blay and his quartet in 1958, and from there he's been running ever since. This next one comes from a nice jazz duo, putting it lightly. Here's the great pianist Chick Corea with the vibes man Gary Burton on their 1997 song 4-1 off the Native Sense session. Thank you. Again, that was the power duo of journeyman and pianist Chick Corea and the great vibes player Gary Burton on the song 4 and 1. Our final vibes cut on this special hour of music dedicated to the vibraphone is the great Eddie Bear Costa with the 1958 song All Know off the chic little album called Guys and Dolls Like Vibes. And ain't that the truth? Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a guy with some serious vibes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, toot our horn in our direction. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.